Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Good day to you, Southern California. And welcome to the two-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. And because Venus just went into Taurus a couple days ago, and Jupiter went into Taurus this morning, and I would like to thank Jupiter for the Aryan vibration, the Aries vibe I got this last 12 months, one of the better years of my life. And Jupiter is a benefic planet. It's a very powerful planet. It brings luck and love and hope and sometimes expansion, philosophy, at times overindulgence. A lot of people don't know what Jupiter means, so we'll explain to you. We'll give you a definition of Jupiter. It is the largest of all the planets. It actually is larger than all the other planets combined, including Saturn. And astrologically, Jupiter is the symbol of expansion, the higher mind, wisdom, enthusiasm, optimism, spontaneity, benevolence, generosity, the desire to gain through experience, and the urge to improve the state of the world. Jupiter represents opportunity, and it also represents increasing things, rewards, abundance, tolerance, charity, philanthropy, ethics, faith, confidence, idealism, aspiration, justice, loyalty, joviality, self-indulgence, extravagance, and conceit. And Jupiter protects, it assists, it magnifies, it inflates, it gives. It speculates, inspires, encourages, counsels, philosophizes, and carries the ability to grow in physical, mental, and moral directions. Jupiter is most at home in Sagittarius, where the desire for a wide variety of experiences can bring wisdom. That's why people born 1912, 24, 36, 48, 60, and 72, and 84 have Jupiter in Sag. Expansive Jupiter is limited by the trivial mental nature of Gemini, and Virgo can hang up Jupiter with its preoccupation for detail. Free-flowing, imaginative Pisces reinforces Jupiter. It's exalted in Pisces. Now, today's topic, we're going to talk about Jupiter, and we're going to talk about its effects in Taurus for the next, actually, it's not going to be there long. Usually, Jupiter stays in a sign for 12 months, but occasionally, it will skip over one sign in a shorter period. So we do show Jupiter actually going into Gemini later this year. Of course, I know you're listening in March of 88. Jupiter will enter Gemini, for example. Let me give you an exact date. It retrogrades back into Taurus by Christmas, but it'll be in Gemini for most of November, for most of October, and for all of September. I'm sorry, all of September, all of October, and then all of August. So we're going to have Jupiter in Taurus the rest of March, April, May, and June, and July, all the way up to the 21st of July, when Jupiter will skittle into Gemini. So this is a fast transit. I mean, like this, really, this, usually, you got to figure that Jupiter was in Aries for almost the full 12 months. So for it to be in Aries that long, and then to skittle into Taurus so quickly and end up in Gemini before 88 is over. And see, Jupiter and Taurus is supposed to adhere to the year of the dragon in Chinese New Year. So we're going to talk about what this brief transit of Jupiter in the sign of Taurus is going to do. Jupiter, to me, is the saving grace of astrology. Because whenever we take a look at moving planets, transiting planets in the sky, we always take a look at some of the stress they can bring, or some of the change, or the karma. Even if Jupiter is in square or in opposition to one of your natal planets, it usually gives you an edge. It usually gives you some kind of lucky break, or some kind of insight that will help you avoid or bail out of sometimes uncomfortable or stressful situation. Like, let's say if you're having a Jupiter square Venus and you're involved with the wrong woman, a lot of you that have, let's say, Venus in Leo or Venus in Aquarius or Mars in Leo or Aquarius are going to go through this Jupiter square, so you're going to be blown from your relationships, frankly. Jupiter, karmically speaking, until July when it goes into Gemini and until Christmas time when it retrogrades into Taurus just a little bit around New Year's, frankly, people are forced to change. See, because Jupiter is like what I call the cosmic bop in the head. Doesn't always really hurt, but it's obvious that there needs to be a change made. So people that have Scorpio planets, number one, or Aquarius planets, or Leo planets are most affected by this quick transit of Jupiter and Taurus. I'll give you an example. Leo moon, Scorpio moon, like myself, and Aquarius moon people are all going through this Jupiter square in opposition, which is going to set off extreme temperament, extreme irritability, moodiness, and explosive rage temper. This is a dumping time if you're going through the Jupiter square or opposition if you're a fixed moon. If you're a Taurus moon, then actually it's good for you. It should make you happy. It should make you more funny, more optimistic, more of a Sagittarius combination. So actually Jupiter in Taurus is a very, very interesting aspect for people with Taurus planets because it adds humor and optimism and confidence to the Taurus vibration. Now let's take another example. See, Venus also entered Taurus at the same time that Jupiter entered Taurus, which is interesting because Venus is the other benefic planet. See, Jupiter and Venus are the best planets for luck and love and positive vibration and confidence and optimism. So Taurus people in general are being given a blessing. And Virgo people have been getting racked. People with Venus and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and Sun and Moon and rising in Virgo have been getting racked ridiculous by these Sag transits the last 7 years, and they're over. And now we have all these Earth transits. We have 4 planets in Capricorn. We have 2 planets in Taurus. So frankly, if you have stelliums in the Earth signs, especially early from 0 to 10, you're getting trines and grand trines and super trines. So this is your time. Because when you get trines from Venus and Jupiter and Saturn and Mars and Mercury and the Sun and Uranus and Neptune, what that does is it brings you things. It brings you opportunity and it brings you gain. See, like I realize some of you people have middle and late Earth, like middle or late Taurus or Capricorn or Virgo, which isn't really being triggered just yet. See, like you'll get yours as Neptune and Saturn and Uranus moves deeper into Capricorn, of course, as Jupiter moves deeper into Taurus. But the ones that benefit the most from this transit are Virgo people. That's right. If you have Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto in the sign of Virgo, which makes up a wide range of our listening audience, and you are either now going through these trines and grand trines, or while Jupiter makes its trek through Taurus up till July, you are going to get a Jupiter trine to your Virgo planets. And you're going to get a Saturn, Uranus, Neptune trine to your Virgo planets from Capricorn for the next 2 to 10 years going on here. So Earth sign people are really happening. And this is good news for a lot of you because you are such workaholics and you are such focused, most of you, you know, in areas that are very, very heavy, racked with detail and analysis and supervision and such, that finally all this enduring that you've been putting yourself through is going to pay off. Because people with Venus in the Earth signs are going to have a money gain and a love gain. And people with Mars in the Earth signs are going to have a relationship gain and an overall improvement in health. And people with Moon in the Earth signs are going to have improvement in attitude and overall emotional confidence and optimism. So it's going to be some laughing, happy times. Finally, Virgo moons are going to be clowns when Jupiter trines their moons in the next 4 or 5 months. And same with Capricorn moon. A lot of that serious logic is going to drop, that Spock-type attitude. The Capricorn moon is the typical Spock moon, and the Jupiter trine is going to help. So basically, those are the areas that are most specifically affected by Jupiter. Capricorn and Virgo are going to receive trines, and then Leo, Aquarius, and Scorpio, the Leo and Aquarius people, are going to receive squares, and the Scorpio people are going to receive oppositions. So they are going to be shown what to let go of, or what to process, or blatant karma. Like Jupiter doesn't hide anything. You know, when Jupiter comes around and opposes something in your chart, like let's say you have Neptune in Scorpio. Maybe you have a Taurus-Scorpio opposition, right? And Jupiter's going to go over your Taurus and oppose your Neptune. Well, it's a very karmic time for you between now and July. So something heavy is going to be revealed to you. Maybe a vision of Christ or something. Who knows what you might get into. But of course, whenever we talk about squares and oppositions, we always talk about karma and obsessions and selfishness. So that's what Jupiter will reveal in that area. Whenever we talk about trines, then we always talk about something being given to us, something dharmic, something positive, something we can do good for ourselves and for others. Now, other people that are affected are the people that are going to be sextiled by Jupiter. So if you have Cancer planets, like I have Venus in Cancer, so Jupiter and Venus both going into Taurus right now are sextiling my Venus in Cancer, which is good for finances and also for love relationships and love vibrations. And considering a lot of us with early Cancer have been bombarded with these Capricorn oppositions, thank God when Venus went into Taurus to give us some sextile help. Also, on the other side of the fence, we find Pisces is sextile to Jupiter, so people with early Pisces planets are going to pick up that sextile. A couple of other signs would be Libra and Sagittarius, are both in an inconjunct or quinx to Jupiter. So if you have early Libra or Sagittarius planets or Libra or Sagittarius planets anywhere, you're going to get a little inconjunct from Jupiter, and that might have near as significant effect as the trines, the squares, and the sextiles. But overall, especially you people, if you were born, for example, in 1940, when you're born with Jupiter in a sign, and Jupiter returns to the sign in your birth point, you are said to have a Jupiter return. This is not something that we talk about all the time, but just to give you an idea in case you haven't spent the buck to get your chart yet, Jupiter was in Taurus the latter half of 1940, and for a time early 1941. And then Jupiter was in Taurus again in 1952 for our 1952 babies, right? And also it was in Taurus most of the year. It was in Taurus except for January, February, and March and part of April. And a little bit 1953, January, February, March, April, and part of May. So all those people are having Jupiter returns. And then Jupiter was in Taurus again in 1929 for about half that year, up to around June, and also late 1928, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. So these people born in that period with Jupiter in Taurus are having Jupiter returns. And mark my words, no matter how your natal Jupiter is aspected, one of the finest years of your life will be the Jupiter return. So if things have been kind of blasé for you when you were born in those year periods, like I keep telling my friend Bruce, who has been through his share of karma in life, he's having a Jupiter return because he's a 1952 baby. And with the assistance of all these Capricorn planets, right? We have a four-planet stellium in Capricorn, Mars, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus right now, and they're all trining these Earth planets. So people having a Jupiter return this year not only are having a positive vibe from Jupiter and Taurus, but they're picking up energy from the Capricorn trines, especially Mars. So we are looking for those people specifically for a skyrocket year. So what you got to do is find out what house your Jupiter in Taurus is in. Like my friend Bruce has Jupiter in Taurus in the second house, right around 15. And he's having a Jupiter return the next 4 or 5 months with Mars and Capricorn trine it. And then Saturn and Neptune and Uranus coming up. So he has shown buku money and love and positive vibration, which happens to be something that Bruce needs if he's listening. If he's not, I'll give him a copy of this tape. But, you know, all Aries risings with Jupiter in Taurus are usually going to have Jupiter in the second house, just like Bruce does. So this could be a fun year for you. Also, you know, there's some other people I neglected to mention here. Some of our younger companions, people born in 1965, I would say January and February, March, and most of April, and the latter part of 1964. If you were born from May through to Christmas and New Year's of 64, you also have Jupiter in Taurus. And then there's the little kids, and notice that 12 years old can be so much fun because they're having their first Jupiter return. And those kids that are turning 11 and 12 years old right now, they have Jupiter in Taurus in 1976, starting late March through the rest of the year, and then in 77 for January, February, and March, and the first couple days of April. So a lot of people that have Jupiter in Taurus are due for some positive vibrations. The problem with Jupiter in Taurus, though, is because Taurus can rule money sometimes, and power or empire, is that they abuse their power. And sometimes when they see the gain, when they see the good, hey, I have seen some people with Jupiter in Taurus, let me tell you, they control much of this country. So they're not always the nicest people, because Taurus can be stubborn, it can be arrogant, it can be dominant, it can be abusive, aggressive, abrasive. So hopefully, when we do see some of these people that will gain from Jupiter and Taurus if they were born in the Jupiter and Taurus generation, then obviously it will bring some positive vibes to their life. And as you know, it's dharma to be philanthropical and generous and help people once you do get the money or the gain. So hopefully they will benefit from that. An interesting topic for you, as you may have noticed a change in the vibration of the cosmos this morning at 7:44 in the morning. Were you awake? I wasn't. I was out of it. You're listening to the two-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the Phenomena of the 80s, weekdays at 12 noon on KFOX 93.5 FM, proudly in Redondo Beach. It's fun to go to work every day because I go to the beach. There was a time when it was so hard to get away to the beach. Well, not anymore. Every day, boom, beach, beach, beach. And I just get there and I go, sun on the beach. So this is a nice topic. In lieu of any personal question you might have, you may be curious to know what Jupiter is doing to your chart and therefore your life now that it's in Taurus with Venus. And frankly, those people that have early planets in the Earth right now, you're getting set off. You got any planets, early Virgo or Capricorn or Taurus, you don't have to call me to know that this is your time. Obviously, if you have early Virgo or early Taurus planets, you're getting triggered by all those Capricorn trines, and now Venus and Jupiter's there. This could be some of the best time in your life. But watch overindulgence, because Taurus rules overdoing things. And a lot of people with Scorpio and Aquarius and Leo planets from these stress changes, we're going to be going through detoxing and rehabilitation and maybe becoming sober and rebirth and all that interesting fun stuff that Jupiter says, serve or suffer. And I say, hey, go for it. I'm going to serve. No problem. So let's see if there's any further comments I have to say about Jupiter. Well, once it does leave Taurus in July there, just for your information, because you might be curious, it retrogrades back into Taurus. It's like a weird year because Jupiter goes into Gemini. We'll have a topic on that later on in the year, probably. This time, Geminis get some bonuses. None of this stress for Geminis. And Jupiter goes into Gemini July, August, September, October. In November, it retrogrades into Taurus the last day of the month. It'll be in Taurus December, January of 89, February of 89, and part of March of 89. So the only Jupiter and Taurus vibe we're going to get, unfortunately, for some of us, fortunately for others, is, like I say, the rest of March, April, May, June, and most of July of 88, and then all of December, January, and February, and briefly of March, which really isn't a fair pop, really, because that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's only about 9 months worth for Jupiter, and then we'll have Jupiter in Gemini, even shorter, believe it or not, because Jupiter will be in Gemini July, August, September, October, and most of November of 88, and then April, May, June, July of 89, not to return to Gemini. So, whoa, isn't it amazing? See, it's funny how Jupiter stayed in Aries for so long, beginning April of 87 all the way to March of 88. So we almost had a full 12-month cycle there for Jupiter in Aries. And I guess the way Jupiter's orbit is in comparison to the Earth, it's going a bit quicker now through the signs. It averages about 9 to 12 months per sign, but when it retrogrades, it gets kind of crazy. Okay, if you have any questions on Jupiter or this topic or any of the current Earth transits, then be happy to answer them for you, no problem. And without further ado, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bonnie. She's a Leo Aquarius rising. What can we do for you, hon?
Actually, I just wanted a general scan.
A general scan? Well, you're a Leo. Do you work for somebody else?
Uh-huh.
Is that painful?
Well, you know.
Let's see if anything's happening to affect your life. You've been going through a lot of oppositions to your Venus. Have you been feeling irritable and moody and temperamental and emotional?
I have been.
A little bit. The good news is that you do have Mercury and Jupiter in Virgo early, so you qualify for this topic as far as you might notice the good times are starting to roll a little better now.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So feeling more creative and more happy or more confident and coming out with ideas right now, even though there is a moon wobble, you can't hack these transits because they're there, you know. Uh-huh. So you are having, just for example, grand trine on your Mercury, 1, 2, 5 of them, and then a grand trine on your Jupiter, about 5 of them. So you're having about 8 or 9 grand trines going on right now. So you're happening. You are happening, kid.
Good. Well, this year my birthday is 8888, and I'm also going to be 32 years old, so I didn't know what that means.
Have a nice day. It's very mystical, I'll tell you. See you later.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Quadruple infinity. Let's go to George, a Pisces with Leo rising, a member. Yo, George.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you.
Interesting topic to let us know what's going on with Taurus, huh?
Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, I have my Venus in Taurus.
Oh, well, that's excellent.
Jupiter in Sagittarius.
That's great. And you have it early, so you should be in the bucks and in the love vibrations right now.
Well, that sounds great.
Has it been happening?
Well, I'm in love. I've been married for 4 years and I've been in love.
Yeah, well, it should show actually improvement in the marriage.
Great.
And, you know, you could make a fortune of money during this transit, guy.
How long is that?
If you're not in your own business, then you're going to make a killing for whoever you work for. If you're in your own business, then you'll make the money. What's the deal? You work for somebody?
I work for someone, but I'm also very eager to get out on my own.
Today's the day to make the move.
Good.
This is it.
Good.
48-hour aspect going on for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Any other question?
Well, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Wow, what a year you're going to have, guy. You got to get a solar return, I'll tell you. This is one next to March 31st, except for the moon wobble. This is one of the finest days of the year for power because of the Jupiter trine Saturn, Jupiter trine Uranus, Jupiter trine Mars, Venus trine Saturn, Venus trine Uranus, Venus trine Mars, Venus trine Neptune. So I would say 1988 is going to be the best year of your life, potentially speaking.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Hope to make the best of it. I appreciate the program, and also do have my six-month transit in front of me and read it daily.
Thank you, George.
Do that. Thank you, Mark Farley.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you, my Farley. I like that. I can be your Farley or my Farley or anybody. Let's go to Deborah, a Capricorn, and I hope you become a new member, Deb.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Go for it. You know, it helps when people say that before I talk to them. If they go, well, Farley, I always give them a bad reading. I'm just kidding. I never give anyone a bad reading. But you should have been a dog catcher, Deb. I'm just kidding. So what should we do for you today?
Well, you know, I don't really know what my signs are, like what my planets are, anything like that.
Too bad, because you're one of those people being triggered by all this topic I talked about today.
I'm starting to feel I'm detoxifying right now.
You got to get your chart done. You know what? Listen to this. You have Uranus in early Virgo at zero, right? You have Mars in early Capricorn at three. You have Venus in early Capricorn at zero. You have Sun in early Capricorn at eight. I think there's astrology people out there right now gagging when they hear this, because you're getting all those trines and grand trines I was talking about. We're talking about improvements in love, money, finance, health, career, family, home, residence, feeling of self-worth, self-esteem, almost everything except for some of this moodiness that's been afflicting you.
Yeah.
Oh, astrology's for you.
It is.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay? Do they call you DZ?
Yes, they do.
All right, Dizzy. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's like Dizzy Dean, DZ. Let's go to Roya on line number 4. See, I'm having a lunar return, but it doesn't bother me. No. January 24th, 59, Sag rising. Yo, Roya.
Hi.
I hope you understood that topic.
Yes, I really enjoyed it, too.
Did you really get it?
Yes.
All right. I'm making progress.
Thinking about all the things that you talked about.
You have Mars in Taurus, so you are shown falling in love or improving your life, if not both.
I'm married.
Oh, well, then things should be happening in the bedroom a little better for you then, I would think, hopefully.
Uh-huh. What I need is a general scan, especially about my job.
Oh, are you working?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I'm a structural engineer.
Well, you are shown a superstar skyrocket surge in the next 3 to 4 months because your planet that controls career, which is Mercury in Capricorn, is one of those planets that's being trined by Venus and Jupiter and the Sun and Mercury, all from Taurus. So you're shown plenty of opportunity and lots more money if you want it. Okay?
Bye-bye.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. It's fun to call Farley and get all this good news. Let's go to Ingrid on line 5, Aries, Virgo, rising. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to tell you, Farley, how much I appreciate your show. I listen to you almost every day, and you really, sometimes I feel kind of down, and you really kind of pick me up.
You mean my show is that important to your life that...
Yeah, it really is.
Every day you have to tune in just to get that dose of Farley.
That's right.
And I was talking to some of my friends today saying, what would happen if I wasn't on the air one day? Farley, we'll be after you.
Well, I just wanted to call to also get a general scan on, you know, what's happening with Jupiter with my life.
Well, I think you have a Taurus moon. Is that correct?
I have a Taurus moon and a Taurus Mars.
Have you been feeling giddy lately?
Not yet.
You should be. Jupiter going over your moon is going to transform it to a Sag moon.
Oh, really?
So you may feel some of your confidence and optimism triggered when that happens.
Okay.
Jupiter and Venus will both go over your Mars, and then Mars will trine them from Capricorn.
Huh?
So you are shown a surge in love life, but there's so much karma in that area.
Really? What do you mean by that?
Well, you have a Mars-Saturn opposition, and you have Jupiter and Uranus both square Neptune in Libra. So emotionally, it looks like you may take relationships a bit too personal, or some of your values, some of your ideas and ethics sometimes, no matter how you try to organize or direct a relationship, it may not seem to go the way you want to in the long run.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think I need to kind of just cool out and let things happen?
If I had a chart like yours, I think I would enjoy life as much as possible without limiting myself or without having any previous presumptions. Most people live their lives thinking that they have to be married, they have to be happy, they have to have children, they have to be middle class. And your chart is so nomadic, which means that, like other animals, sometimes it's not in the cards for you to be as monogamous, but the world would be your husband in that way. You know what I mean?
So,
which means you might have lots of mini marriages that would only last a month or 2 months or even 2 weeks. But what you got to do is when you're in them, enjoy them.
Uh-huh.
And of course, if you do have a lot of partners, you know, protect yourself so you don't get pregnant or or get any diseases or anything, but in this day and age, with a chart like yours, if you're nomadic, you're nomadic. And as long as your ethics don't prevent you from being too much into variety, why not enjoy yourself? You are shown lots of people coming into your life coming up.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that helps you any, because I know you may have a perfect dream of being married, but still sometimes what you want and what you need are two different things.
I see.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye. Yeah, Mars opposed Saturn. That's a pretty intense karma. They call it a karma. Okay, let's go to line number 7. Gemini is what Brenda is, and I hope you become a new member, Brenda. I almost called you Gemini. Okay, they call you BT?
Actually JT, because I go by Joy.
Okay, that's okay. I knew it was something T.
Yes, yes.
I'll call you Mrs. T.
No.
No, Miss T. Okay, what can we do for you?
I'd like a general scan.
All right. Are you new to astrology?
Yes, very new.
Is this, how'd you find the show?
I was sick at home and turned the radio.
A lot of people find me when they're sick and dying for some reason. But you are a very sensitive, psychological type lady, Venus in Gemini with your sun, and Mars in Cancer, and you have Jupiter in the sign of Leo. So there's a very gregarious, enthusiastic, leadership authority side to your Gemini if you ever decide to assume responsibility for that. Looks like you can attract a lot of relationships in your life, but commitment might be something else, trying to keep them for you. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay, how's it going?
Fine.
What, is it filled with lots of variety?
Absolutely.
It has to be, right? Otherwise, you probably get bored with it. Good. So you've overcome that Uranus square Neptune. And also, you have Mercury retrograde in your chart, so when things are going well for you, it might not be going well for the world and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think astrology would be a lot of fun for you. You are shown some interesting changes this year. You've been through your share of changes already, like mentally. Like the way you think about things.
Absolutely. That's what I'm going through right now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Elizabeth has a question about her friend. Hey, EJ.
Hi. I have a friend who's, it's May 11th, 1941.
Now, is this a friend or is this a romantic?
He's our neighbor and our partner, our kind of like our business partner with our house. And I've known him for a long time. And he's a Taurus rising at 28.
Okay.
And he's got a stellium of 6 planets in the 12th house. A Saturn, Sun, Uranus, Venus.
And he's having a Jupiter return.
And Mercury, so he's got all that.
And he's yelling at you right now. I'm just... Oh, okay. Tell him to shut up. I'm just kidding. He has shown some sudden surges for sure. Like, there's no question that he has shown some gain from the immediate transit of Venus in Taurus and Jupiter in Taurus and Mars in Capricorn. So the next few months look good, but it's going to take about a year for Saturn to hit late Capricorn to help him there. It's going to take about 4 years for Neptune to help him out and about 4 or 5 years for Uranus. So he has shown an upcycle that'll last many years, but it's not all coming at once.
Okay.
And he's showing a lot more gain in all areas of his life, I would say, as we get into 1993.
Just when I saw his chart, it was the most interesting chart I've seen lately. Because he's got that moon opposition to all his planets there in the 12th house, and he's also got trines on him, and...
Is the moon in the 6th house?
Yes, it is in the 6th house.
Yeah, because Jupiter will go on his planets and oppose his moon, so he might require a health maintenance also at that time.
Oh, good to tell.
Something to know about. Tell him not to worry so much, and tell him to process those emotions, too.
Oh, he's a therapist.
Oh, good, good. Perfect.
Oh, it's perfect for that 12th house. He treats, children of adult alcoholics.
Very good.
And so I think he's processing everything correctly. I think he's doing it the right way.
Thank.
Oh, it was just interesting.
Thank you, Elton John.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Bye. Okay, her initials are EJ, like Elton John. Okay, let's try somebody else here. Let's go to Pat. Are you on line 3?
Yeah.
What can we do for you today, Pat?
What's Jupiter going to do to me?
Jupiter will, let's see if you have it. Yeah, you have an early sun in Capricorn, you got Venus in Capricorn, you got Mercury in Capricorn, so you are shown higher self-esteem, more confidence, tremendous mental creativity, good for writing and publishing and organizing, and a financial surge in the next couple of months of pretty outstanding proportion, I would say.
Oh, fantastic.
What house are your Mercury and Venus in Capricorn, do you know?
10th.
Well, we're looking at a major career surge or promotion for you.
Fantastic.
Go for it, Pat.
Going to.
Bye-bye.
Bye.